Good morning. I'm Robert Rappaport with In-Depth Arizona. With the change to cooler weather comes the change in monitoring air pollution in southern Arizona. The summer air pollution season, which for record keeping is April 1st through September 30th, ended this year on a good note. Pima County Department of Environmental Quality Senior Program Manager Beth Gorman says the 2009 season was much better than a year ago.
Normally during the summer we have higher levels of a pollutant called ground level ozone, and this summer we were really pleased to see that the levels were much lower. We found that we had 31 additional days compared to last year that were rated in the good for air quality for ozone. So we were very excited about that.
While the overall news for the summer was good in terms of air quality, Gorman admits she doesn't have a definitive answer as to why that was the case.
Ground level ozone is formed when you have oxides of nitrogen and you have volatile organic compounds emitted from lots of different sources, and they combine together in the presence of sunlight, and then they form ground level ozone. So the formation of ozone depends on so many different things. The ratio of those different pollutants, the temperature, the humidity, the winds, the cloud cover, the amount of solar radiation. So all of those factors play into whether it's being formed or not. And we did some analysis on all of those different factors and really didn't come up with a firm reason as to why the air was better this summer.
Gorman says the drier than normal summer monsoon may have played a part in keeping the air cleaner.
When we don't have a lot of rain, then we don't have a lot of plant growth. And believe it or not, some of the plants in the desert do release something called volatile organic compounds. And some of those plants include creosotes. And I know we all love that smell of the creosote when it rains. That's actually an organic compound that's put into the air by the plant. Eucalyptus do that too. There's some pine trees that release these emissions. And it, you know, maybe it's because we didn't have a lot of rain, we didn't have a lot of plant growth, and so maybe we didn't have a lot of those emissions.
PDEQ's Beth Gorman also offers another reason for better air quality this year in Pima County and across the country, but she admits it's only a guess. Like everything else, she says the poor economy could be a contributing factor.
The businesses that I've spoken with, their business is down. Maybe people are out less in their vehicles. Maybe the businesses have dropped, so maybe the amount of emissions going into the air from those businesses and from those industrial sources, maybe that's dropped a little bit too. And it's, you know, I don't know. It just seems like if it's pervasive around the country that there's something going on. You know, not just locally and our weather, you know, maybe there's something else going on that we haven't looked at as far as the reduction of ground level ozone this summer.
With summer behind us, now comes the winter pollution season. Gorman says the culprits usually are different this time of year.
We have those stronger inversions that you can see if you look up at the mountains. You can see that line across the mountains in the morning where that cold air has sunk down and trapped all of the pollutants that we put into the air. So we tend to have a problem with carbon monoxide when our motor vehicles are a little cold in the morning when they start up. When people start to use their fireplaces, we tend to have a little bit more problem with carbon monoxide. They're putting on their heaters. Pollutants that we put out into the air get trapped in that early morning, cold, stagnant air. And we tend to have some higher levels of those pollutants during the winter.
Gorman says there are several things you can do to control fireplace pollution over the winter, such as using natural gas instead of wood. She also says putting candles on the fireplace creates a nice glow without all of the pollution. The Pima County Department of Environmental Quality has a service for alerting people on high pollution days. You can sign up online at airinfonow.org. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.